Zakta Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Chale, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Tess. Ki Yotze bei in a similar vein, Zei say, Masik, normal, regular olives that are harvested from the trees. Shenasarva that got mixed up in Zei say, Nikuf, with some leftover olives that have to go to the poor people. The Zei say, Masik are Mechuyiv in Maisers. The Zei say, Nikuf are not. But now they're all mixed up together, or for that matter, says the Mishnah weiter, another case. Inve Batsir, the regular grapes that are harvested. The harvesting of olives is called Masuk. Collecting the grapes from the tree is called Batsir, when you pick them off the tree. So Inve Batsir, the normal grapes that are taken off the Ramachuyiv and Tremasi Maestros. Got mixed up in Inve Oilelois. Oilelois are like clusters of grapes that aren't normal clusters. They're not shaped like normal clusters that are wide at the top and it gets narrow toward the bottom. Those you have to leave for the poor people. So basically, similar to the previous Mishnah, where I took sa'ar, that is tevel, that you have to separate still challah from, and I put it into a dough, which you already separated challah from. Here too, I have a mixture of peiros that are mechuyev and trumasi maisers, and peiros that are not mechuyev and trumasi maisers. Now, when we say mechuyev and maisers, we don't mean just maisers. We mean all the things you have to separate from peiros. There's Truma Gedolim that has to go to the Kayan. There's Maiser Rishon that has to go to the Levi. There's Trumas Maiser, that's what the Levi has to take off from his Maiser and give it to the Kayan. There's Maiser Sheni that's eaten in Yerushalayim or redeemed. In some years there's no Maiser Sheni, but instead of Maiser Sheni there's Maiser Ani. So we mean everything. Okay, so I'm a Rav and I'm called to a field and we say, here, you see this? And I look and I see there's a big box of olives, big box of grapes. What's the problem? Problem is, some of the olives are mechuyev in maisers, trumasi maisers. Some are not. They were zeise nikov, like leftover olives on the tree after the main harvest. See this box of grapes? Some are mechuyev. They came from regular clusters. Some are not. What do I do now? It all got mixed up. So the Rav is going to say, let me ask you something. Do you have other olives or grapes that are tevel, that no one took off trumasi maisers from yet? Hopefully the answer is yes. Im yesh loy parnasa mimakom acher, like in the previous Mishnah, if he has other peiros, we mean to say parnasa, there's an eitzah here, we can support this from someplace else. If there are other peiros, from either the olives or the grapes, that are mechuyev in maisers, that you could separate from those peiros, also on the peiros in this mixture that are mechuyev, so moitzi lefi cheshbon, figure it out, and make a cheshbon. In other words, how much truma do you have to take? What's the shear of truma? So for the average person, that's 1/50. Okay. So figure out 1/50 from your new peiros, plus the peiros in this mixture, that's mechuyev and trumasi maisers. So in this case, we're talking with truma, so it should be 1/50 of the total of the new peiros, plus the peiros in the mixture that are mechuyev and trumasi maisers. Then keep going. Now my Sarishan. Figure out 10% afterwards from the new peiros plus the peiros plus the olives or the grapes that are mechuyev in maisers from these mixtures. Next my Sarishani. 10% from what's left after you separate the truma and my Sarishan. 10% from your new peiros plus whatever peiros in this mixture is mechuyev in maisers. Figure out the total and take off 10%. There's also the truma's maiser. You're going to take off. But again, what I'm going to gain by introducing new peiros over here is I'm not going to be taking off trumasi maisers from peiros that you don't have to take off trumasi maisers from, which would be the lone olives and the oilolois and the not normal clusters of grapes. Now, you have to pay the aniyim for it. They belong to the aniyim, but that's a separate thing. V'im lav. What if he doesn't have any other tevel peiros, other grapes that are mechuyev in trumasi maisers or other olives? So I'm going to have to fix it from this mixture itself. So here the Mishnah gives us step-by-step instructions. First of all, Maitzi Truma or Trumas Maiser Lako. The Truma, and let's say for the average person it's 1/50, you'll have to take 1/50 from the entire mixture. Figure out Trumas Maiser. After Maiser Rishon goes to the Levi, you have to take off 10% again. It's going to go on the entire mixture. Well, can't I just take off 1/50 from the peiros that I'm a Chuyiv in Maisers? No. You would have to take off from the entire mixture. I look at this mixture as if it's all tevel. Okay, so how do you attach the next words in the Mishnah? Vashar, as far as the rest of the Maisers you have to take off, which is the Maiser Rishon that goes to the Levi, and the Maiser Shein, then you have to bring to Yerushalayim, or redeem it and bring its money to Yerushalayim. Or during certain years, Maiser Oni instead of Maiser Sheni. What about these Maiserais? Vashar, as far as the remaining Maisers of Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni, Lefi Cheshbon. Literally, according to the cheshbon of the amount of tevel that there are in the olives or in the grapes. Wait a second. You're telling me truma and truma's meiser that he has to give on the whole mixture. And meiser rishon and meiser sheni only on the tevel part? Right. We would have a lot of problems with that shot. First of all, you're telling me truma and truma's meiser go with one cheshbon. Meiser rishon and meiser sheni go with a totally different cheshbon. You can't have Trumas Meiser until you first separate Meiser. Once you separate Meiser Rishon for the Levi, then you take off Trumas Meiser and it goes to the Kohen. Really, the Levi's supposed to do it. But either way, how could you have Trumas Meiser working with one type of Cheshbon and the Meiser working with a different kind of Cheshbon? That's one problem. Another problem. I don't have any other payers here, so I have to take everything from this mixture. So let's say, for argument's sake, in this mixture, I have 100 regular grapes that are mechuyev in Maisris, and 100 oilalis grapes that come from a different kind of cluster. They're not mechuyev in Maisris. They belong to the poor people. So what are you telling me? You don't have to take out 20 grapes and give it to the Levi. That would be 10% for everything. You only have to take out 10 grapes and give it to the Levi, because that's 10% of what's mechuyev. These grapes that you're taking out, these 10 grapes, how do you know they're not from the grapes that aren't mechuyev and maestras? When it comes to maestras, you cannot take min aptur alachiyev. You can't take something which is patur and maestras and use that to fix payers that are mechuyev and maestras. So if you're telling me I'm taking 20 grapes for the whole thing, so fine, I consider everything tevel and I'm taking off regular maestras. But if you're telling me, no, I recognize the fact that some of this is not tevel, and you only have to take off maestras on the peiros that are tevel, on the regular grapes and on the regular olives, how do you know what you're taking? You're taking 10 grapes. Some are mechuyev, some are not mechuyev. That doesn't work. You can only separate maestras from things that for sure are mechuyev. So there's no question about it, explains about Tanura. They're just like with truma, the same is true for maestras rishon, and the same is true for maestras sheni. You have to take off 10% from the entire mixture. So what does the Mishnah mean? Vashar, oh, in regard to Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni. Vashar, Maiser and Maiser Sheni, Lefi Cheshbon. It's the same as the Truma and the Truma's Maiser. You have to take off proportionally for everything. Zoktabatner and Chanami, you have to. But when it comes to giving that Maiser Rishon to the Levi, or giving, let's say, the Maiser only to the poor person, that you would only have to give Lefi Cheshbon. Meaning to say, when the Levi is going to get his maises, you can say, listen, Reb Levi, there's 200 grapes here. After we took off the truma, so really 10% should go to you. That should mean 20 grapes, and I'm only giving you 10. I separated 20, but I'm only giving you 10, because really, only half the grapes were mechuyev in maises. I go to the Ani, I say, normally I would have to give you 10%, but I'm giving you only 10%, from the grapes that are mechuyev in maaser, so the olives that are mechuyev in maaser, even though I separated 10% from the whole mixture. Same is true for maaser sheni. I would only have to redeem the actual maaser sheni according to the cheshbon of how many peiros are actually mechuyev in maaser sheni. But when I separate it, I take off 10% from everything. With truma and truma's maaser, however, if a zar, a non-kayan, eats truma or truma's maaser, he's chayiv misa. So here I can't take any chances. Here, when I separate the truma and truma's maaser for all the grapes or all the olives, I have to give everything to the kohen. I can't take a chance that a non-kohen should eat from it. Whether I can charge the kohen for the part that's not mechuyev in truma, that's a different shaila here. But I have to give it to the kohen somehow or another. I can't use it. What about the maaser rishon? If I'm not giving everything to the Levi, what if I wind up eating Maiser in Ishgeferlach? There's no Isser for a non-Levi to eat Maiser. There's an Isser, and a very serious Isser, for a non-Kayan to eat Trum. And that's what the Mishnah means. If I have to separate the Trum and Maiser from this mixture, I have no other payers to use. As far as Truma and Truma's Maiser are concerned, you have to give everything to the Kohen. Can't take a chance. As far as the Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni are concerned, and Hachanami, I have to separate 10% from the entire mixture, but what I have to physically give to the Levi or to the poor person, that's only according to the Cheshbon of what's Mechuyev of the olives and the grapes in this mixture that I know are Mechuyev in Maisers. Okay, one more thing I want to clarify. You're telling me I separate the full 10% of my solution for the entire mixture, but I'm only going to give him 10% of the pots that I'm mechuyev. That's true for the Maiser Rishon to the Levi, and it's true for the Maiser Ani to the Ani. But help me again with the Maiser Sheni. I'm supposed to bring Maiser Sheni to your Shalai. Or I'm supposed to redeem it for money and bring the money up to your Shalai. You're not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni outside of your Shalai without redeeming it. So you're telling me I'm separating the entire Maiser Sheni, meaning to say 10% of the entire mixture, but I only have to bring half the peiros up to your Shalayim? Well, what could be left over here are Maiser Sheni peiros that I'm going to eat outside of your Shalayim. How does that work? And the answer is, I'm going to redeem them. You either bring the peiros to your Shalayim or you redeem them. When I redeem the peiros, I can say wherever the Maiser Sheni peiros are, I don't have to know where they are. The Kedusha goes off those peiros onto this money. That's the least of the problems. So again, as far as separating the Maiser Sheni, I have to make sure I take 10% from the entire mixture. I have to say we assume it's all Tevel. But as far as actually redeeming it, I only have to redeem the actual Maiser Sheni here, which would be 10% of the payers that are Mechuyev in Maisers. And if in our Marshal it's 50-50, so only 50%. Okay, chazring over our Mishnah, we have